With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Last year, the State Education Department received $3.2 billion from the state legislature. That's almost half the entire state budget, and much of it was dedicated to improving education for children at risk of failing. Education leaders were responding to a court ruling that the state was failing to teach several groups of kids adequately, including low-income, Native American, special ed students, and English language learners. PED Secretary Ryan Stewart is again asking lawmakers for more money to meet those kids' needs, but Representative Phelps Anderson of Southeast New Mexico argued all students matter, calling that the moral imperative.
I was sent here, sir, to reverse New Mexico's number one export item. There are educated young men and women who seek jobs outside New Mexico because they don't exist here. So I think that we make a mistake to create a special class of students, which is being done when we say especially those students.
Secretary Stewart responded to Representative Anderson with his personal story of parents whose educational system in the Midwest provided support that helped his family break out of poverty.
So when I think about the moral imperative, actually, I think back to my own parents who were born into low-income, segregated communities in the Midwest. And I think about the fact that they were able to have a great educational system that allowed them to live up to their full potential and create great lives for themselves, for me and my brother, and interrupt a cycle, which could have been a cycle of generational poverty that continued for a long time.
Stewart pointed out that the Yazzie Martinez lawsuit mandates that every public school in the state provide a sufficient education for at-risk students. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.